money box, night's so breezy. Make it look easy. Local cuts, pizza crust. Leave a message on the bus. Full moon howling, let's go prowling. Spend some time, burn the money. Yeah, we gon' coast through shit we got into. I'm no good, not tryna be. Yeah, we got issues, take a flag with you. Dressed up, messed up, put on a show. So the whole damn world's gonna know that we were here.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Right, here we go. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that last core of songs. We came in first with Anna's Request, Lights, We Were Here from their album Skin and Earth. Pretty darn good. It's like, oh no, I did listen to some of Lights way back in the day. The one with the boots, I like.
Oh yeah, I think I linked those to you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I was like, that was really good. And then the Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man from their album Beggar's Banquet, which was my dad's request. Pretty rad. He actually has like I think he has like an old concert ticket from when they came to Seattle one time.
That's, and it's awesome.
like in like a bag with like one of the records. It's really cool. It's, you know, still hanging there. It's really cool.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, we've got some more songs. We're now into the second hour. Whoa. We're in. I had a friend. Do you guys remember Zach from Medford High?
I remember Zach going.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
One time he was telling me about how he wanted to do a 24-hour show in the summer.
No.
They could not. Him and his friend could not do it. But yeah, he's
6 hours of him snoring. No.
Oh my gosh. No, that's avant-garde at this point.
Oh my.
Is it dead air or avant-garde? Who knows?
That's for you to judge.
Oh my gosh. It's like that one Andy Warhol movie of like 40 minutes of a guy eating a mushroom.
What?
ASMR?
Oh my god. ASMR. The precursor of ASMR videos.
I just hit the microphone as I said that, so that was...
That's pretty ASMR.
That's your ASMR.
This is actually not the first time that a friend of mine has mentioned ASMR. I think it's these really big microphones. I keep thinking there's someone calling, like from the, because whenever like the light goes off, like in the corner of my eye, I'm just like,
I hear humming.
That's probably the air conditioner.
No, I'm not. Never mind.
Oh my gosh, I'll be convinced. Anyway, we've got some more music coming up. I hope you guys enjoy getting things done.
Woo.
And by the way, Hannah, do you want to hear some good news?
I would love to hear some good news.
This hour, you also get to know another PSA.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I have to find the anime one.
I think it's probably in the front.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, cool. While you're finding it, we're going to be putting on some more music. This one was Andrea's request this time. So, getting in there. Getting hot and heavy with some radio. Let's go.
Woo!
Had a little bit too much of Hennessy. Just gonna tell y'all I feel. Look.
You so fucking precious when you smile. Yeah. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. Yeah. Girl, I lose myself up in those eyes. I just had to let you know you're. Fucking happy you're alive. Yeah. I swear to God I'm down. If you down, all you gotta say is right. Yeah. Girl, anything I could do just to make you feel alright. Oh, I just had to let you know you're fine. Running circles around my mind. Even when it's rainy, all you ever do is shine. You on fire, you a star just like Mariah. Man, this feel incredible, I'll turn you to a bride, yeah.
I keep telling myself I'm fine. Girl, you won't repeat it. Was it worth all the cheating? Was it worth all the lies? Now you think you can message me like everything's alright. The funny thing is that you fucked up, but you act so victimized. God knows you hurt me. God knows you hurt me. But it helped me realize that you're like every other guy. God knows you hurt me. God knows you hurt me. The time is up for you and I. The time is always on my side.
I keep telling myself.
I bet you think that your band's the best, cause the girls say that you're cool. But I've been told that your heart broke, so why'd you make me feel that I could be something more than just to help you heal? God knows you hurt me. God knows you hurt me. But it helped me realize that you're like every other guy. God knows you hurt me. God knows you hurt me. The time is up for you and I. The time is always on my side.
I keep telling myself
with. Tell me, was it worth it when you and her got down to the day, month, second? I won't forget it. Day, month, second. Day, month, second.
I keep telling myself
hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Here we go. We started in with Andrew's request with Mine by Bozzy. It was actually really I know that song, but I haven't heard it in a long time. It was really good.
Yeah, I used to listen to it like every single day, like in the morning, in the bus, or like after school. I just listen to that song like every day.
Aw. So good. I know that kind of song. You turn it on, it's like the first one you go to. Like, I actually, I'm like the last human that actually buys human, buys human. No, I don't buy humans. I buy songs from iTunes. Like, actually put down 99 cents or $1.29 for like each song. No one does this. It's fine. It's actually, downloads are going down in sales. But like, I would just, you know, bring up my iTunes account and go like, hex yeah, what am I listening to right now? And just play it. Like, gosh.
Whoever shows up, yeah.
So good.
It's too bad that song's low-key a meme now.
Yeah,
I know. Send this to your crush.
Yeah.
I feel like Shooting Stars at least like kept its cred a little bit, but
such a good song.
It's a good song. I liked when it became a meme.
Those were good times.
Yeah. You know the Katy Perry video for Swish Swish?
Yes.
They actually have a Shooting Stars meme in it.
Oh, what? I remember that. Yeah.
It's so weird. It kind of is when the meme died. But, you know...
Sorry, Katy Perry. Good attempt.
Oh, Katy Perry. I just kind of want to swoop her up and, like, take her out of the public eye for, like, a couple years and, like, get her head on
straight. I think the public would appreciate that.
I feel... Yeah. Because I love her. I loved her, like, you know... Eyewitness was okay, but not really. It's okay. Like, Swish Swish was pretty good, and, yeah, that's about it, but... Like her other
middle
two
school
albums.
Was good.
Yes, I think it's One of the Boys.
I don't think I know that one. Her song Thinking of You is like one of my favorite songs to this day. That's such a good song.
And there's Hot and Cold, I Kissed a Girl, let's see.
Roar.
Roar, that was good. Yes, that was from her album Prism, which some people say is the beginning of the end, but I liked that album.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
What you like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Teenage Dream. Oh my gosh.
California Girls. Oh my gosh.
That was so
classic.
Good. Snoop Dogg coming in with that verse was the best.
Was it you who knew that verse, Hannah?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted
to check in if that was... Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's, it's always the worst that Magic 106.7 doesn't play the Snoop Dogg verse, and it kills me every time.
Yeah, I remember, I think we were in the car one time, and they didn't play the Snoop Dogg verse, so we played it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who was I? I wasn't driving. I don't remember, but there was definitely a time where we were all in the car, and you guys just went
I think we were coming
and it was
from
awesome.
Liz's.
Yeah,
it was
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just such a heckin' good song.
I don't know Katy Perry's songs enough, except for just, like, listening through if it was playing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like,
that's fair.
Oh, Firework.
I'm here for this.
Firework.
That was really good. I really liked that song when it came out.
The JonTron cover is really pretty good. Do you guys know about the JonTron thing or not?
Not really.
Oh, man. He just got caught. He got into it. He was in this podcast. He's like a video game / movie reviewer YouTuber. The problem is he got caught up in this podcast and, like, he said some stuff that just, you know, wasn't that good. And so people were like, wow, I don't really want to know if I want to watch JonTron. It was about his political stuff. And, like, people were all like, I don't know if I want to, you know, watch his stuff, knowing that he's like this. And so it was like, I wasn't paying attention too much to it. Because I don't know, that kind of YouTube drama.
Can't help but keep up with it sometimes. I'm like, this is
that's
so
fair.
Interesting. Like, oh, this is a world I'll never know about, and I'm okay with that.
I did keep up with the Keemstar Leafy is Here stuff. That's what
that
I did
was
keep
weird.
Up with.
Yeah.
I have no idea what any of those are.
One day we'll explain it.
Okay. Are you sure? Are we sure we want to, like, really let her into this probably masterpiece of messed...
It's a lot.
It's
a lot.
It's a great way to put it.
In the end, it's also kind of petty. Like, you kind of understand, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're all like, I don't like what this person's doing.
P-E-T-T-Y. I'm petty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm petty.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. No, it's just petty. You can live without it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
oh,
do you
definitely
really...
can. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. No,
you just
me
get
neither.
Sucked in.
I'm here with you.
Yeah.
Like, do you need to watch Soccer at Trick? No. Did I? Yes.
Did you need to watch Strike Witches?
No.
No.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, they don't wear pants. That's so bad.
I was out after one episode.
I watched all 12 episodes of the first season. There's more.
Okay, and then
there's way more
after that.
Strike Witches too.
Well, Brave Witches.
Oh no.
Like, wait.
What's so brave about not wearing pants?
Oh my god. And all the guys legendary. Do. It's not like it's just a world without pants.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even notice in the first place.
Yeah.
That's how we all lived.
Strike Witches. Okay, so we have Strike Witches. That's your first one. And then you have Strike Witches 2.
getting educated.
And then side stories, Brave Witches, and I think it has a sequel.
Stop.
No, there's a prequel.
No.
Even and worse. There's a side story, Brave Witches, Petersburg, Daisen Yaku, and then another story, Ongatukai Witches. And it's like, to see, I'm looking at this, like, Strike Witches. First of all, it's an average 7.10 out of 10 on my anime
that
list.
That is honestly surprising.
Yeah. No,
I rated it, like, a solid 4.
I give it a solid 4.
I can't remember what I gave it. I think I gave it, like, a 5. So I think I was even more generous.
Aww. That's also surprising, because I always way overrate things.
Yeah, no, I true. Like my average is like 6.1.
Mine's like 8 point something.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, dear.
I appreciate it, I'm sure.
You can tell that I really didn't like Strike Witches.
Yeah, if you, that's true. Actually, do I want to know the plot?
Yes, well, okay, there are 2 paragraphs here, and it makes it sound way better than it actually is. Strike Witches is set in an alternative version of 1944, where the events of World War II are very different than what we know to be true.
Okay.
Alien invaders known as the Nerowi come to Earth in 1939. This is not the first appearance of the Nerowi, as they have appeared at seemingly random intervals throughout human history. While the Nerowi primarily attack humanity using aircrafts, their mothership is able to produce a deadly miasma, a chemical that is fatally poisonous to humans, forcing the populations of affected areas to flee their homes. The Nerowi then use the poison areas to plunder Earth's natural resources to use against humanity. Luckily, the miasma can't spread across water. They don't explain this, actually.
Doesn't that sound like a prescription drug, miasma?
Oh, yeah, you could read this off and it would sound like one of those advertisements.
Ask your doctor about miasma today.
Oh, my God. Or my asthma.
My asthma.
Making the oceans humanity's main line of defense against the Nerowi, with normal humans unable to fight in the miasma.
I can't listen to
this. Witches have become the forefront of military defense against the Nerowi. Each witch is able to deploy a defensive field around themselves that only blocks the miasma. Again, they don't explain this. But protects them from physical attacks as well, utilizing leg-mounted machines called striker units to fly into combat. Witches use their magical abilities to wield devastating weapons too large and ungainly for a normal person. The series follows the battles fought by the 501st Joint Fighter Wing, who battle on the front lines to defend the British Isles from the Nerowi. Will humanity be able to take back Earth and bring peace to their home?
No.
Find out and Strike Witches.
Well, I have
now, if anyone wants to come around
answers.
And see, I will describe the...
Zoe, you gotta see it.
You have to see it.
You just gotta know.
You have to, yeah, so... For those who are not here right now, so it's a girl.
It's a girl. That's all you need to know.
This is not good.
This is not good. So I watched all of this.
Did you do that to yourself?
Yeah, I did that to myself. So she's wearing like a blue swimsuit, like, but over that is like a blue and white shirt that kind of looks like a sailor uniform. And she's holding what looks to be like a large gun, like kind of over her head. I don't think that should really be any way near. And she has cat ears, but a dogish tail.
I don't like it.
I don't. It's not good. And then her legs are covered with basically like kind of rocket missiles.
Just
for
are
legs.
You enjoying this?
And man, no, yeah. What is it?
Whatever.
What
Jess
is it?
Saying.
I'm getting a
Jess
message.
Jess and Sarah are just loving this.
Yes.
Shout out to you guys.
I love it. Quote. So I watched all of this. So, okay. Like, I will say this. You kind of get a Stockholm syndrome eventually. Like, once you get, like episode 6, you're like, I don't watch the rest of it. Only 12 episodes of my life is going down for this. And it's
down
like, I can't remember a thing. I think it kind of does a little Yuri baiting somewhere in there.
Oh, of course it does.
Of course it does. Like, you know they're not really going to kiss. But you want them to. Like, I think, remember, like, it's one of, like, the older ones who are like, no, don't go out there. You're too old for this. And they're like, But
that
she's
even
like,
mean. How old is she?
You're too old for this.
I am the oldest ones here.
I think like the oldest one's like 20. It's really ages.
Wait,
like,
I'm 22. I'm as well.
I guess you can't 22. Be a strike witch anymore.
Thank God.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet. Definitely.
She was. I clicked on a random one and it said, recently featured articles, the 12 cutest anime wolf girls.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Yuki from Wolf Children, number one.
Oh, that was the picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. That's a picture. That's actually a really
cute
movie.
I'll
take
that. You know. Movie.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to read a PSA?
Oh, yes. I would
love
to read a PSA.
All right, we got a PSA coming. We have a PSA.
Ready?
Yeah.
Doorknobs.
Oh, my God.
Restrooms. Telephones. Keyboards. Other people.
Oh my gosh.
What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Nice.
Thank you.
Also, your health first is your capitalized,
yeah.
And I
which
thought
is
that was funny.
Your my health favorite. First.
So, you really know now.
Thank you,
it
Zoe.
Is your health first.
Yeah.
I can't help reading it.
Very good.
Oh, look at that.
Flu is important. Well, it's not important.
It's important
what
to
a
know
statement.
About.
Flu is important.
Flu is important.
This is true.
You know, do you ever think about the fact that, like, when we make up a vaccine for the flu, see, there are, like, a gajillion different, like mutations of the flu virus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, basically, a bunch of scientists come together, and they're, like, thinking, like, the top 10 most likely strains that are gonna come this season. And then that's the vaccine. Like, they can't know for sure, because the flu keeps mutating.
Top 10 anime deaths?
Oh my gosh, top 10 anime betrayals.
Flu, number one.
Top 10, number one.
Number one strike witches.
Oh my gosh.
That was a flu for me.
Oh, yikes.
Oh man, that reminds me, do you guys know about Cells at Work, the show that came out this season?
No.
Like, I want to wait till it... And I think you'll like this one.
Really?
It's basically... Okay, wait. Let me bring it up. Let me narrate this one
I'm
on
ready.
My anime list. All right. Because I actually had heard of the manga at first, and I was really curious about it. Anyone who likes biology will really like
Ooh.
This. Okay, here. Synopsis. Within the human body, there are said to be approximately 60 million cells. White blood cells, red blood cells, platelets... Microphages, memory cells, killer T cells,
wow.
Natural killer cells, B cells, mast cells, and many more. All these different cells work tirelessly within the body, never resting for a moment, at any time willing to resist invading foreign entities like germs and viruses to the bitter end. From Akane Shimizu, winner of the Shonen Serious Rookie of the Year Award, comes an informative tale about anthropomorphized cells.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Hold up, I need to see this.
Yeah, I have the... I can also put up a image of the platelets, which are the cutest things I've ever seen.
This is so cute.
This is so cute.
Cells at work.
Cells at work.
They're hard at work.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. So, like, okay, so that's a red blood cell, and it's, like, this kind of plucky,
so
short-haired girl with, like, a red and black hat.
Oh, my gosh, and a white blood cell?
Yeah.
I ship them.
Oh, my gosh.
And let's see, cells at work platelets. You're gonna die.
Oh, my gosh.
You're gonna die.
I'm ready.
I know they... you're not...
They're so small. Small platelets.
Okay, here we go. We're getting an image.
Oh, my gosh!
They're a bunch of, like, elementary school children.
Oh, my gosh,
and, like...
Oh, she's so responsible. What is that? Is that a virus?
I don't know.
He's also a cell. Oh, it's a killer T cell.
Yeah.
They're working together.
Oh, that's so cute.
Aww. Can I just watch this anime instead of taking Bio 150?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Absolutely. Yeah. That seems perfectly correct.
Oh. The platelets.
The platelets.
Oh my gosh.
They're so little.
I love it. Okay, I'm watching that.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. I forgot to tell you about
Thank
it.
You.
And that, I guess, goes for everyone listening to me right now who's decided to go on this journey with us.
Let's see. Just look up the platelets. You'll understand.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, do you want to get on to some more music while we're at it?
Yeah. Tunes flowing.
Tunes going. Tunes flowing. Let's go.
I want to know.
하지만 일단 내 앞에 길을 달려 고민은 다 헷갈린 길에서 그때까지는 자꾸 나의 앞을 돌아보지 마 잊지 마 my speed my lane my pace
조급할 필요 없어 my pace 비교 따윈 하지마 천천히 달려도 괜찮아 나의 길을 따라 my life 조금만 내려 now 엄만 보고 달려가
Ready? Let's go!
right. Well, hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We first got a Jessica request finally in with My Pace by Stray Kids. Got it right. It's a pretty rad song.
It's good. I really liked Jess's
awesome
good choice.
Boss taste. Small cactus approved. TM. And the next was the metric of the hour. I'm glad it's just not for the whole summer. We got another metric song, and it was Empty from their third album, Live It Out. Can you believe it was from 2005? I can't.
What? Yeah, I cannot.
That was a long
that was
time ago.
Really good.
Hi.
I didn't really listen to metric a lot, so this was a very good introduction.
I'm glad. Well, thing is, every week on the Small Cactus Radio Hour, there's always a metric song each week, and without good fail, it's always in there.
Always.
Always.
ASMR.
Oh my God. ASMR.
ASMR.
ASMR. Do you guys, wait, okay, this is off topic again. Have you guys heard of the ASMR thing of cutting soap?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
It's because Emma keeps sending me that. Oh, one of my gosh friends. She's like, hey.
Right. Oh my God. It's so, I don't know.
Just to annoy me.
Yeah. So one of my friends, not one of my friends. I really can't speak today because one of the YouTubers I watch, and she's not a friend. I don't know her. But
she could be a friend.
She has like a quiet voice, and like she actually did like top 10 reasons why I don't do ASMR videos. And, like, I didn't know that people say that they get, like, the tinglies whenever, like, they listen. And I'm like, that's all, it's a little suggestive.
That's too much. It's already.
Yeah, like, really, and everyone's, it, like, but says, like, oh, this is not a suggestive thing. And she's like, but why do you call it the tinglies, though? Like,
explain.
That's.
What else would you call it, though?
I don't know, but think about that. Think about trying to argue that. It's like saying Strike Witch is, oh, I'm watching it for the plot. Like, come on.
That's actually my friend who introduced it to me. That's what he said.
He's a liar. I'm not even going
he's a
to.
Liar.
It wasn't even good, but I will say, you're
but,
not
like,
watching
he
it.
He had absolutely no shame suggesting it to me, though.
That's fine. You can. Oh my gosh, no, my nickname back here at Tufts is, well, not nickname, but there's a movement called Expose Rose 2018.
It's I remember all, when you told me about that.
Yeah, it's for all, like, because, like, I'm really professional in my anime club emails.
Heck
but yet
yeah,
talking to me, I'm like, oh, I'm talking about all my, like, you know, loads of ecchi I've seen throughout the years. Yeah. Like, how I saw Freezing 1 and 2.
Oh,
let's
you
go.
Told me about that.
High School DxD. Well, Double D. You know where you're going when you're watching High School Double D. Sakura Trick. I will tell you. If I didn't see it, I know about it. Keijo. I've seen that. It's fine.
The Akuma no Riddle, the, what's it called? That
OVA?
Special episode.
Yeah, the beach one. Oh,
yep.
That's awesome.
The classic
that one was
beach
something
episode.
It was so good. It was what I wanted out of Akuma no Riddle in 30 minutes. Like, okay, maybe an assassin thriller plot's fine, but I want to see my favorite girls in swimsuits on vacation. It's so good.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
It's 2018, y'all.
2018. I have not hit yet. I'm a little scared of it, but I haven't hit High School of the Dead yet, but I know it's going to happen.
I've heard several things about that one.
Oh,
I've
my
heard
gosh.
Nothing. Do I want
just,
to?
No, let's
okay
keep it that way.
All right, all right.
Okay, so.
No, let's turn that mic around.
Turn
no
around. Well, okay, it's basically is like, think about like B-horror zombie movie. You know, like you know, like actresses that are definitely well endowed, running, violence, blood, all of that, but in anime form. So then you have the advantage of being animation, which you could do whatever you wanted. So one of the most famous gifs from this show, and probably anyone's been on the internet or at least on anime forums long enough, have seen it. So it's like,
I know it's coming.
Yeah. So this guy shoots a bullet, like a long range, like sniper rifle, and it's
all
on
right
top of a girl's chest anyway.
Oh no.
And so
I don't like this.
It goes in slow motion. And a girl does a matrix, like pulls a matrix, you know, bend, like bends back.
Am I ready?
But, so it's from the side. And so both of her boobs move out of the way of the bullet.
I remember you
not
talking about this.
Anything keeps going.
When we first met.
Wait. Hadn't when we first met, I was at least a little more innocent when we first met.
No, okay, maybe like actually became like legitimate friends.
Yes, okay, very fair.
I met you a long time ago.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, someone did the physics on this. And so for the boobs to move fast enough, it would have to move faster than like the combination of like four fighter jets.
This is, and that's
would
ridiculous.
Make a sonic boom loud enough to make everyone go deaf within that radius.
That's so much.
Because the boobs are moving faster than the speed of sound.
Oh my gosh.
It would break the sound barrier.
I'd never put this much thought into something like this, but here we are.
Oh, it's wild.
Learning new things every day.
It's really wild. I will say this. Like, when you take on the mantle of Exposed Rose 2018, you have to kind of... I'll give this kind of disclaimer here. It's not progressive. It's not... It's escapism. I like girls, and I like anime. And then often then I will watch anime with cute girls in it. Well, no, hot girls. I don't like...
No, not cute. Hot.
I think it's a distinction. Like, I really don't like that whole like little girl worship thing.
Yeah,
the lolly thing. That creeps me out.
I have a lot of problems.
That creeps me out. I feel like it goes into another territory that I really don't like the fact we even get into.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a whole topic in itself.
Like, to me, I actually like it when it's like adults making like consensual decisions and bonding with each other, and you know,
I agree. I prefer that.
So we don't need to make anything worse.
Right.
Just keep it right there.
Yeah, I like it when like, you know, both people are down and it's like actually getting to know each other and enjoying each other, you know, as people in normal relationships do. That's cool. However, sometimes you're just trying to get in where the getting's good in anime, and then you just kind of cry a little inside when you're watching, like, the newest
outside.
Iteration of, like, Tachibana-kun Triangle or Love to Lie Angle, the 3-minute lesbian harem series that came out last season.
3 minutes?
It was 3 minutes long. And I kind of realized that's all you need in a harem show because, you know, the rest of it's just filler.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Oh my god.
It's like shorter than Pupa.
Yes. And
it's
better,
incredible.
I guess.
It's not hard to be better than Pupa.
Okay, fair. That's so fair. I actually went on a journey to see how many of the worst anime on my anime list I could go.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. We should do that sometime. That sounds fun.
I wouldn't mind. I would love to just put on the laptop and we just... Or it's often on YouTube. Like, mm-hmm. No one is really tracking the copyright of these things. I think they'd rather it be burned. So...
You're not making any revenue anytime soon.
Yeah. Mars of Destruction. Oh, there's another one called, like, Helter Skelter something something.
Isn't that also a movie?
And a manga.
And a Beatles song.
Wait.
Is it?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. No.
Isn't it?
Wait.
What's the title again?
Helter Skelter?
Wait, let me see. Top 10. Wait, I'll get the name. It's not just Helter Skelter. That would be too good for them. Worst.
Oh, what time is it, by the way?
It's 11:50.
It is 11:50. So you guys
Yeah,
know.
It is a Beatles song.
Here we go. Let's get... Oh, it's top... Wait, where are you? Oh, I need to do M-A-L. M-A-L. Heck. Oh, heck. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's unavailable. How am I going to get... well, we're alive. But Mars of Destruction has a 2.32 score on my anime list, by the way.
2.32.
Out of 10.
Yikes.
Wait, what's Pupa, though?
Oh,
that's definitely the lowest rated I've seen.
Oh, here's what I was thinking of. Tengu Danzai Skelter plus Heaven.
Oh, okay.
Pupa is 3.70.
So it's worse than Pupa?
It's worse than Pupa.
Oh, we gotta
see. Think about
it.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, definitely.
Just let that sink
you
in.
You should definitely see what's going on.
I'm curious now.
Yeah, we should just all watch it.
Yeah, let's just go for it.
Oh, it's so bad.
And
it's so bad.
Cringe.
And then Tengu Danzai is, it's from the same studio, and it's 1.90.
No!
It's worse.
No!
It's worse. Oh, it's
so bad.
Is
there anything lower rated than that? Like, can you do, like, lowest to highest rating?
I don't know. That's a pretty good question. Those are the lowest I've seen. It's bad. It's really bad. It's so bad. Okay. But anyway.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. We gotta watch it.
Yes.
It's so
bad. All right. Shall we get into some more music?
We yes, shall.
Absolutely.
Shall.
Let's go.
Thank you.
right. Well, hope you enjoyed that last.
We enjoyed that. Andrea last doesn't want to be sedated.
I'm very glad.
I don't even know what to name this.
You know, what? Okay. That's fine.
You don't have to find out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll look it up on Google right now.
Okay. If you want to, I mean, I don't condone it. I'm gonna officially not.
Never mind. Gucci.
Okay, first was Shayla by Blondie. This was my dad's request from the album Eat to the Beat.
Hmm. All right.
Hmm.
Don't mind if I do.
And then
I swear to God.